Have you ever been tempted to give up or check out in your walk with God? Have you been at a place in life's journey where you felt overwhelmed and overshadowed by life's obstacles, setbacks, or heartaches? It could be you're at such a place right now, a place where you are hungering for hope. If so, then Hope Along the Journey podcast is a ministry of encouragement created specifically with you and others just like you in mind. And now, here is your host, Mark Cravens, to share a word of encouragement with you today.
Thank you very much, John, and welcome everybody to Hope Along the Journey, our very first podcast, and you're part of it. And I thank you for taking time today to listen to this new ministry that I feel like God has placed upon my heart and being part of it and sharing in it today. I know some of you are wondering, like, well, Mark, why in the world are you starting this ministry? Why have you started this podcast? Well, I can assure you it's not because I don't have other things to do. I've got plenty on my plate with pastoring and teaching part-time at a Bible college and other things in my life, but this is something that I really have felt for some time that God wanted me to step out by faith and do. And it definitely is a step of faith, stepping out to start this podcast. As I was praying today, I said, you know, Lord, if I fall flat, I fall flat, but I'm going to trust you that this ministry is going to be a blessing and a help to others and will bring glory and honor to you. And so that's what I want to do. You say, why, Mark? Why are you doing this? Well, there's a couple of reasons that I think I want to share with you in this very opening podcast. First of all, it's because myself, personally, I know what it's like to be at a place, at a point in life, where you feel like you've lost hope. Some of you may know, and others of you may not know, but several years ago, the wheels of my life just completely came off. There was a point in a time in my life when spiritually, financially, in every which way, my world bottomed out. I found myself with no longer even knowing who I was or what the future was going to hold or where life was going to take me. I remember how hopeless I felt at times during that time. I remember how it just seemed at times that when I would pray and there were literally times when I would just cry out to God. I mean, it was literally crying out to God. And yet I felt like there was no hope. I would never, ever in my life do so many of the things that I loved doing and enjoyed doing and had done all my life. I felt like it was all over. You know, that the devil likes to make all of us believe that. He likes to make all of us believe that when we have messed up or when adversities come in our life, and they will come, whether they be self-inflicted or whether they be from outside reasons, we're all going to deal with them. And I remember how hopeless I felt, but through the years, as time went on, God helped me in my journey. And that's one of the reasons why I have this podcast entitled Hope Along the Journey, because, you know, I'm just going to be honest with you in these podcasts. It is a journey to find hope sometimes. Hope isn't always found overnight or just in one prayer meeting or, you know, or in reading some inspirational poem or story. Oftentimes, it's really a journey, and we need to find hope throughout this journey as we're moving forward. And so for me, this is very personal because I was there. I know what that's like to feel like there is no bright hope for tomorrow. I know what it's like to feel like, you know, your sky is filled with clouds and the sun is never going to shine again. Or like the one fellow said, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel is only an oncoming train. And I know what that feels like. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Some of you can identify with a period of time in your life when you felt that hopelessness. Or maybe even now in your life, you feel that. And that's the second reason why I'm starting this podcast. It's because of people just like you. You who are sitting there listening today, many of you are struggling to find hope along the journey. As I travel about and speak, and as I pastor, and as I work with young people, I find a lot of people who are really struggling to find hope along the journey. I find a lot of people who just feel like they're caught in this cage of hopelessness and despair, and they can't find the way out. They're caught, like it's like their life is in a maze, and they're trying to find a way out of the maze, but every direction they turn just turns them back again into the maze, and they can't find their way out of it. Pastors, church leaders, educators, laymen, and the list goes on and on of people that I have talked to over and over again throughout the years, and especially recently, and they're struggling and they're wrestling with this matter of finding hope along the journey. So my goal is that this ministry, this podcast, will be an inspiration and an encouragement to people. No, I don't have all the answers. I'll tell you that right now. I don't have all the answers. And no, I don't know exactly your situation, and your situation is as unique to you as anybody's situation is to them. I understand that. But I also know that a word of encouragement can go a long way. To hear a story of hope from somebody who's maybe been where you are or gone through something similar to what you've gone through, and yet they have found hope in the journey. So in these podcasts, we're going to do a couple of things. Number one is there'll be times when it will just be you and I talking just like we are today. And I'll be sharing with you from my heart as I sip a good cup of coffee here in my study, and we just have a conversation and talk about things that are very important. And I'll do my best to try to encourage you and help you to see that God has hope for you. Even in the darkest of times, He does. Another thing that we're going to be doing is we're going to be having people come into the podcast and tell their story. I already have some people lined up that have some incredible stories to tell about either what they've gone through or what they're going through right now and how they are finding hope along the journey. So I hope that this will be a blessing to you. I trust that it will be an enrichment and blessing to your life. So there's just a couple of things that I would like to share before I close the podcast today. And this is just an intro podcast, and most of them are going to probably be, probably around 15 minutes in length. So they're not going to be long podcasts. But I want to just share with you three ways that you could really help me in this podcast. First of all, I'm looking for people to really bond with me in this ministry and pray for it. I'm looking for some prayer partners out there. I believe firmly in the power of prayer. I believe that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And so if you would be willing to be a prayer partner, then would you send me an email or private message me through Facebook? Just reach out to me and say, Mark, I will commit to pray once a week. And that's all I'm asking. Just pray once a week for this ministry, that God would bless it and use it for His glory and honor. So I want people to become prayer partners. If that's you and you would like to do that, please reach out to me, contact me. Secondly, I want to hear from you. So email me, share with me your thoughts about the podcast and maybe some ideas you might have or topics you would like to see included in these podcasts. Maybe you know someone whose story would really be a means of hope and encouragement to people, feel free to let me know about that. Or if your story would be something that you would like for me to share a part of at some time, feel free to share that with me. And of course, if you have a prayer request, I will definitely pray with you and for you if you have a request you would like to share. And then thirdly, just share the ministry with others. If it's, you found it a blessing to your heart, then what would you just let other people know about it? Because it could be that you may maybe it's not so much for you, but it could be you have a friend that this could really be a blessing to right now. So would you do that? So I'm excited about this ministry, thrilled about the opportunities. I have to tell you, I'm a bit scared about it. You would think after over 30 years of talking up front and speaking to people, I wouldn't be, but this is a new ministry for me, and it is a bit frightening. But I've asked God to just help me to overcome my fears, just like you have to overcome your fears, to do what I feel like He really wants me to do, to help other people in their struggles and in their difficulties, that they can find hope along the journey. Let me share this with you in closing. In the days of her youth, Annie Johnson Flint lost both of her parents. This left her orphaned and alone and filled with deep grief and loss. A few years later, she had hardly attained adulthood because she was so severely afflicted with arthritis that she could no longer even earn a living for herself or even live without assistance. But having given her life to Christ in her youth, she turned to the Lord in her sorrow and affliction and began finding a way to express the feelings of her heart through poetry. One of those poems that Annie Johnson Flint wrote became so popular that eventually it was put to music and became a church hymn. You may not recognize the tune, and I'm not going to play the tune, but you may recognize the words of this much-loved poem. It's a poem that I read almost at every funeral because the message of this poem is a message I want to leave with you as I close the podcast today. And here's what she wrote. God hath not promised, skies always blue, flower-strewn pathways all our lives through. God hath not promised sun without rain and joy without sorrow or peace without pain. God hath not promised we shall not know toil and temptation, trouble and woe. He hath not told us we shall not bear many a burden and many a care. God hath not promised smooth roads and wide, swift, easy travel needing no guide, never a mountain rocky and steep, and never a river turbid and deep. But God hath promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, light for the way, grace for the trials and help from above, unfailing sympathy, undying love. And that's what God has promised you today. And may the God of all grace give you His love and mercy and grace, and may you find hope along the journey. God bless you. Thank you for listening today.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you liked what you heard and would like to know more, follow us on Facebook at Hope Along the Journey or send us an email at hopealongthejourney@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again for more hope along the journey.